Action is loading. Do, 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 do. There we go. Okay. I'm speaking this morning about promoting collaboration among boundaries, specifically in our case, boundaries of local health department jurisdictions, with the specific case of being New Jersey's governmental public health partnerships. First of all, just the disclosure statement that as far as personal financial relationships with commercial interests, I have no relationships to disclose. First of all, let me give you some background about New Jersey so you can understand the context of our initiative. New Jersey is the most densely populated state in the United States. We have 566 municipalities divided into 21 counties. And particularly for those folks who may live in the West or Midwest, there are no unincorporated areas in New Jersey. Every piece of New Jersey is within the boundaries of some municipality. Local public health in New Jersey. For government services in general in New Jersey, the home rule philosophy prevails. For those of you in not home rule states, that basically means that the lowest level of government, whether it be municipality in our case or in some cases county, is the main provider of government services and the main place where government authority resides. Because of that, the primary source of funding in New Jersey for local public health services is the tax base of the local municipality. 75% of our local health departments get more than 90%, in some cases 100%, of their funding from their municipal tax base. As a result of that, local health departments in New Jersey are primarily responsive to local community health needs and to desires of local elected officials. In New Jersey, the statute says that public health is a municipal responsibility, and the municipality may meet this in one of four ways. It can have its own health department, it can contract with another municipality that has a health department to receive services from them, it can participate in a regional health commission, which is kind of a regional local board of health, or it can agree to come under the jurisdiction of a county health department in those counties that have one. This has resulted in a system of 511 local health departments, and that number just changed in the last month, covering the 566 municipalities. 85 of them are municipal health departments. 45 cover their own municipality only. 40 also cover other municipalities through contractual arrangements. 7 are regional health commissions, and 19 of them are county health departments. We have 21 counties, and we have 19 county health departments, so one of which one covers two counties. But only 14 of those 19 provide local health services to at least one municipality in their county. The county health departments really differ significantly in the coverage of services. 7 of them cover the entire county. 7 cover part of the county, while the rest of the municipalities are covered by the local, by the municipal health departments or regional health commissions. And 5 of them provide county health services, primarily in the areas of environmental health or emergency preparedness planning, but provide no local public health services. So this map in New Jersey kind of gives you a more graphic sense of that. If you look in the southern part of the state, the lines are the municipal boundaries, and the blotches of color represent public health jurisdictions. So you've seen like in the southern and northwestern parts of the states, those big blocks of color are county health departments. And you can see up in the northeast with the kaleidoscope of colors there how you've got much smaller jurisdictions. And if we zoom into the northeast, look at Bergen County. In Bergen County, we have 53 municipalities. Look at the numbers here. We have 70 municipalities, I'm sorry, covered by 13 local health departments. And just to give you a comparison, Bergen County is a little bit smaller. It's about 3/4 of the area of the city of San Diego and about 2/3 of the population. But within that area, we have 70 municipalities and 13 local health departments, and you can see the area right there. There is a county health department. It covers the areas in yellow. And the other colors represent the jurisdictions of local health departments. Just to give you context of where this is, the eastern boundary there is the Hudson River. Upper Manhattan is right across the river. Places in Bergen County you might have heard of include Hackensack and East Rutherford, which is where the Giants and the Nets play. So the regulatory structure for local health in New Jersey, there's very limited state insight. Our department, the State Health Department, is empowered to adopt minimum standards of performance for local boards of health. Those standards are contained in a regulation called the Public Health Practice Standards of Performance for local boards of health in New Jersey. And one of those requirements is every local health department has to have its own full-time health officer. So the challenges that we face in New Jersey in terms of having local health department, having this structure of local health departments, is that the local health departments tend to focus on their own communities primarily. But as I'm sure all of you who work in public health know, that the challenges that we face in the 21st century are not confined to particular communities. They tend to be regional or statewide or even global in scope. And many of these local health departments, particularly the municipal ones, are small and have limited resources. And the way the structure is set up, particularly with the arrangements between municipalities to contract for services, we have a history of competition between local health departments to bring municipalities into their service jurisdictions, and as a result of that, sometimes limited cooperation between them. And there had been, before we started this project in 2003, no formal system for local health department collaboration. And in fact, previous attempts to reorganize the public health system at the state level, going back 50 or more years, have always met with resistance and have had limited effect as a result of that. So the goal of the Office of Public Health Infrastructure at our department was to create a structure to promote regional collaboration among local health departments. And the idea, the model that we came up with is called the Governmental Public Health Partnership. The GPHP, as it's more commonly known, covers a county or a multi-county region. It consists of the health officers of all the local health departments within that region, county and local. The roles and responsibilities of GPHPs were defined in the practice standards when they were most recently readopted in 2003. And there's actually a guidelines document to the practice standards which sets forth the model for the GPHP. The basic responsibilities that were defined in those guidelines for GPHPs are, first of all, to develop on top of the GPHP a community public health partnership by engaging the key partners throughout their county or their region, you know, private sector, public sector, nonprofit, and through the community partnership to develop and implement a community health improvement plan for their county or region. And they also have the responsibility to review applications for grants to our department and advise the grant on those. Revise our department on those applications. So the structure that exists now under those guidelines is that we have 11 GPHPs currently functioning in New Jersey. 10 of the 12 counties that have more than one local health department have an active GPHP. And the remaining two counties really have too few local health departments for there to be a meaningful organization. Both of them currently have only one other health department other than the county health department for various reasons. And in fact, the one county, when we started this, had three local health departments. They started a GPHP. But the county health department in the last 5 years has absorbed two of those health departments. So there really is no functioning GPHP. However, even those two counties went ahead without the GPHP and formed a community partnership to work on their community health improvement plan. And what happened, you saw the big blocks in South Jersey. What happened in South Jersey, because there were only one health department in most of those counties, is they actually got together and formed a regional GPHP, which covers seven counties, which is about a third of the state. And there's eight local health departments in that region. Five of them are county. One, as I said, covers two counties. And there's two cities, Atlantic City and Vineland, that have their own local health department. And one of those two counties that doesn't have a GPHP right now is adjacent to that and is now, negotiating as far as joining the Southern GPHP. So as I said, these have been in effect now for 5 years. But what has been their impact? What have they accomplished? How well are they functioning? And how have they affected the relationships among local health departments, which was the primary goal in setting up the GPHPs? So my colleague Natalie Palenko and I did a study this summer consisting of key informant interviews. What we did is we completed telephone interviews with at least one representative of each of the 11 GPHPs. And the person or persons we interviewed are either the current or the former chair of the GPHP. Our findings are, quite pleasingly to us, that in most areas, the informants reported that participation in the GPHP had improved working relationships among local health departments. And where they had not, the reason given to us was either the relationships were already strong and there wasn't much room for improvement, or there were some interpersonal conflicts between health officers which had been creating barriers, even in the GPHP structure, for them to work effectively together. And that was only in a couple of counties we found that. And we found that the GPHPs had improved relationships among local health departments, even where previously there had been some form of collaborative structure, which was usually a county health officers association. And the reason we were given in most cases is the GPHP structure required the local health departments to work together, as opposed to accomplish defined tasks, as opposed to strictly meeting together. Primarily before, the health associations had been like monthly meetings where they got together, they shared information, they brought in a guest speaker for continuing education, but there really was no focused task to work on, such as the community health partnership. And some informants reported to us that the health officers used these meetings really as a workshop format where they would bring common issues, discuss them, and develop solutions. And as one of our informants told us, the GPHP promoted working together more cohesively. What have they actually accomplished? Well, in general, all of the GPHPs have completed or are right now in the process of completing a community health improvement plan for each county. In the case of the Southern Regional GPHP, separate community health plans were adopted for each of the counties, but they worked together in terms of the process for doing that. And most of the community health improvement plans were developed using the MAP process, the Mobilizing for Action and Planning and Partnerships. And if you're not familiar with that, there's a session here this time tomorrow morning. My colleague Natalie Palenko at session 4066.1 will be talking about the MAP process in New Jersey. I think the whole session is talking about MAP and other quality improvement tools. And that'll be discussed then. If you're interested, come back tomorrow morning. The MAP process, as a general, includes basically four assessments. It includes a countywide health status assessment, the local public health system performance instrument developed by CDC's National Public Health Performance Standards Program, a community themes and strengths assessment, and a forces of change assessment. New Jersey was the first state, no longer the only, but we were the first state in the earlier part of this decade to actually have a formal structure for implementing the MAP process statewide. Some examples of other, just checking my time here, some examples of other accomplishments, things that were done by one or more of the individual GPHPs. Development of shared services, for one. We saw this in a number of cases. One particularly good example, in one county they identify as a need of tuberculosis services. There were no coordinated tuberculosis services in the county. There was a clinic at a medical school in the next city over in the city of Newark, but there are barriers to getting to that. So what they did is they went to the medical school and they convinced them to bring their services to that county, and then local health departments, they picked among the county four local health department sites among participating local health departments where the medical school could bring their services into. Other examples, mutual aid agreements among all local health departments in a particular county, coordination of pandemic flu planning, joint emergency response exercises both for pan-flu and other emergencies, as well as coming together as a group to successfully write grant applications. In one case, New Jersey has been one of the states selected for the third round of the Multi-State Learning Collaborative and Quality Improvement, and that's being coordinated through our department and through the State Health Officers Association. But when they put out a call for local projects, what they got back was applications not from individual health departments but from GPHPs, joint applications from health departments, and they selected two of those GPHPs to actually be the pilot sites for the quality improvement. One county set up health insurance counseling for seniors, another one an online county health resource guide, another one addressed HIV in the county jails as an issue, another one pooled its resources to conduct flu clinics, another one county set up a system, a whole set of drive-in flu clinics throughout the county. One county, all the health officers and the environmental health specialists sat down and wrote common standard operating procedures for things like retail food inspections and public bathing inspections, as well as collaboration to address disease reporting. So the basic conclusion of what we found in our study is that the GPHP structure has been successful in promoting regional collaboration and cooperation among local health departments. And what has been the key to the success of this model has been the local health departments, the local health officers working together, not just meeting together, on specific tasks. But as I said in the beginning, you know, this was a unique model New Jersey developed to meet a unique set of circumstances, and very few states have a structure similar to New Jersey. So what's the take-home message? What is valuable as far as our experience to you? Well, what I think is valuable is that the GPHP concept, what it does is provides a structure for regional public health collaboration and public health activities that does not require changing the organizational structure of local public health departments or the public health system. And this model, particularly the Southern New Jersey multi-county variant, may be useful in other states in promoting regional collaboration between local health departments, particularly in rural areas or other places where you have small health departments with limited resources. So that is the end of my presentation, and I believe I have a couple minutes left. So are there any questions? Yes, sir. Well, as I noted there, there are a couple of cases where they got together to write grant applications. There was some incentive funding provided in that with our CDC Public Health Emergency Preparedness Grant, we gave funding to the county health department or one health department in each county to coordinate preparedness activities. And one of the positions we funded was a partnership coordinator whose job was to work with the GPHP and with the community partnership in developing the community health improvement plan and developing other collaboration systems. So there was some funding for a staff person to work with them. Unfortunately, as all of you who may work in preparedness know, those fundings have been decreasing, so we don't have the funding now to fund a full-time person in each county. But initially, we did have some funding there to jumpstart the process. Any other questions? Yes?
With your key informant interviews, who was conducting them? What I'm thinking about is that would the informants feel any pressure to say it's going great because they're talking to people?
If you knew New Jersey, you know that the health officers in New Jersey are not at all shy of telling us what they think we're doing wrong. Okay. You know, that part of that home rule thing is they feel very empowered to tell off the state health department at any time they want to. So I think they were quite candid with us. And there were some discussion of issues, and as I did say, a couple of them said it didn't work, and one in particular because they still can't get along with each other. But in general, I think Natalie and I were very pleased at the positive feedback we were getting. And since we knew the participants pretty well, we know they were being straight with us. So it was a very pleasant experience for both of us to see that this model really had produced something in New Jersey. And I think the accomplishments, which are concrete, you can't make those up. And we know those things are happening. The accomplishments speak for themselves. They actually did something meaningful. Yes, sir, in the back. One of the things that we don't have that we'd like to have is more uniformity in mutual aid. As I mentioned, some of them have used this process to address mutual aid. And in theory, all the local health departments in each county are supposed to have a mutual aid agreement with their county lead agency, what we call the LINCS agency. But we know those are hit and miss, and we've tried more standardization of that and have met a lot of resistance from the local health departments in terms of the state dictating a particular mutual aid agreement. But the GPHP process did in a number of places facilitate them getting to the point where they could actually have mutual aid agreements between the local health departments in that particular county. And we know actually the Southern GPHP, which was way ahead of them, has a very good mutual aid agreement among all 8 local health departments in the southern part of the state. I think I have one more question left. All right, good. Thank you very much.